on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for tuning me in this morning that I might sit with you in the heavenly places. I hope that everything's going well with you, and we trust today that we have a very rich blessing coming your way with a good old gospel song. Well, let's begin by letting Martha do this right here for us, and she hadn't sung this song for a little while, so maybe you'll enjoy hearing it. And this one says, "The City Limits of Heaven."
Some wonderful day, we're leaving for glory. We're going where time and eternity meet. We may see a sign, city limits of heaven. Prepare for a chance to enter the gate.
The city is good.
There's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hill and down by the river. Someday I will join that heavenly choir. We'll leave all our cares and earthly possessions, the burdens of life and times we have cried. Not even the house or the body we live in, we'll have to change clothes. While on the outside, I'm ready to claim my wardrobe in heaven. It's tailored for me and just the right size. I'll dress like a queen and I'll walk with the angels. Good morning up there, and never goodbye.
The city is good.
There's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hill. And down by the river, someday I will join that heavenly choir. This city is good. There's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hill and down by the river, someday I will join that heavenly choir.
Well, let's check the scriptures today to see if what we're doing is scriptural. And it is. We found it in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Speaking to one another in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today, good gospel music is scriptural, and we're going to be scriptural today. We're going to be doing some music for you, some songs that we haven't played for a while, and a lot of people request them. So this morning, we're just going to be doing some music, and I'll be kind of inserting a little bit of scripture, you know that, as we go along. Let's go right back now and do this song. Haven't done this one for a while, but hope you enjoy it. And this one said, yes, heaven is real.
I have heard of a land, a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real. The Bible says, and I believe, there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is free. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion why is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul wants to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real. Oh, the Bible says and I believe, there's a place for the care and the grief, and how my heart grieves just to know heaven is real. And oh, how my heart wishes to know heaven is real.
Heaven is real. Aren't you glad today that we have a better place to go? Oh, we enjoy the family. We enjoy the things here. But my friend, the Bible said, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, nor hath even entered into the heart what God hath in store for them that love him. I don't know what it's going to be like, but I think it's going to be just like the Bible said. It's going to be heaven. Where Christ is, it will be heaven. Well, let's go right on. Keep right on with the gospel music. That's what we're going to be doing today for you. And Martha and I are going to do this one. This one says, I claim the blood.
I have a source of strength when I am weak, that helps me through when life is pressed to me. I have a soul of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of
Singing the songs of Zion like this, we're singing songs about God, we're singing to God, and we're magnifying and worshiping the Lord together. So you just kind of, if you know the song, just kind of hum along with us, or if you'd like to have a CD of these songs that we play on the broadcast, just drop me a card or letter. I'll be more than glad to get you one out, all right? Let's go right back now and do another song for you, and this one says, The Last Smile Together. I want to do this for all the sweethearts out there this morning. The Last Smile Together.
I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. Through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever, and I hope we'll walk the last mile together. We made our house a home for our little ones, and we've known happiness. And we've known some sad times too.
We walked in the sunshine. We fought the stormy weather. And I hope we'll walk the last mile together.
I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is
of the land together. I remember when you first said I love you. I didn't know that a love could be so strong.
Come and go wherever, and I hope we walk the last mile together.
I hope we walk the last mile together. And in heaven we can see the promised land.
Yes, I hope we walk the last mile together. Well, we certainly appreciate Martha and I. We've been singing down through the years, and if we're in your church or in our church, we do that song. That's when I get a big old smooch right at the end of that song. Well, I didn't get that today because we're doing it by tape. But anyhow, I appreciate her. She's sung with me and been by my side for 53 years now. We've been together, and God's blessed our ministry. God's blessed our home. And he's done much more for us than we'll probably ever be able to do for him. But when it comes down to that time or that part of our life and the story of the count of our life, then I'm hoping that he'll say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou in to the joys of the Lord," because I don't want no pay, because just knowing him, living for him, and the blessings he's given already is enough. But I trust today that you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't, you can know him today in the free pardon of sin. Well, Martha, I'm going to do this song just for you. I normally don't send my wife out one because she's always singing for you, but I'm going to do this just especially for Martha. And this one says, "I want to stroll over heaven with you."
Activate all his goodness that comes to me from above, and I could count all of the blessings from out the storehouse of his love. I'd simply ask for one favor of him beyond mortal kin. I'm sure he'd grant it again and again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some day. All of our troubles and our heartache have truly vanished away. And we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty we've been longing to see, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans now, you see. But come the morning of that rapture, together we will stand anew, and then I'll stroll over heaven. I want to go to heaven with you defending. All my troubles, all my heartaches have truly vanished away. And we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to go over heaven with you. I want to soar over heaven with you on that day when all of your troubles, all of your heartache have truly vanished. And we'll enjoy all of your beauty where all
about Jesus, the shepherd of my valley. For I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water. I could make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms all about me, and he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I could make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, and the one I've trusted has let me down, well, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms folded about me, and he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Yes, sir, I couldn't make it without Jesus. Want to do that in memory of my good friend Charles Lilly, who passed away, and he loved that song, and we miss Charles, but he's in a better place today. So let's go right back right now and do this song right here for you. This is an old one, and I like to do the old ones at supper time. I am Reverend Tommy Mounts, and we're just doing music this morning.
Many years ago, in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down that old familiar pathway, I would hear my mother call at set of sun. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows creep round my eyes. Come home, come home, it's supper time. We'll go eat home at night. You know, some of the fondest memories of my childhood were woven around supper time, when my mother used to call from the back steps of the old home place, "Come on home, son, it's supper time." The time has woven the realization of truth for me, and it's even more thrilling than that when the Lord himself shall call from the portals of glory, "Come on home, son,
supper time. All God's children should be gathered around the throne of grace for the greatest supper time of them all. Come home, come home. It's supper time. The shadows confine. Come home, come home. It's supper time. We're going home at last.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the broadcast today. I am Reverend Tommy Mouse. We've just been doing music, Martha and I, some of the songs that we do. If you'd like to get this on a CD, just drop me a card or letter. I'll be more than glad to get it on for you. Well, we couldn't do a broadcast like this. Been singing a lot about heaven and about the other going home to be with the Lord, so we can't complete a broadcast without doing this song right here. Many of you love it. Martha does a great job on it. Said, let's meet by the river.
Lead all the city, trunks all coming down, run God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, where love once dwelt, who's gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. And let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
Our Father, as we come to close the broadcast today, we're so thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. We're thankful for these that have made this broadcast possible, who have helped and prayed and supported. Lord, without their help, without their prayer, without their support, we'd not be able to do what we're doing today. So we pray today that it has not just been music, but it somehow or another reached across the airway, touched the heart and the soul of some sinner, someone who needs Christ. They might hear the gospel today and find that, yes, there is something truly that they can believe in. Well, neighbor, has been good to be with you. We certainly appreciate you, and we hope you've enjoyed the broadcast today. If so, why don't you just sit down and drop me a card, drop me a letter. If you'd like to be a part of this ministry, we'd love to have you as a prayer partner. Help us support the broadcast and keep it going across the airways in many, many different areas today. Well, goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mouse returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.